We have a guest in the studio this afternoon. I'm joined by Charlotte, who plays Kate in Shrewd, an open-air modern take of Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew, which is being performed at the White Rock Inn in Underriver. Try saying that when you've had a gin. Kate is also co-producer and co-director, so welcome.
We did actually have a run in May earlier in the year at Watford. So this show has been running now for quite some time. And we have another four performances starting again tomorrow evening.
How did it go last weekend?
It went really, really well. We have two evening performances on our Thursday and Fridays, and then we have two matinees on our Saturdays and Sundays. And despite the heat, we survived. Our audiences still turned out for us, which was fantastic. And we've had a really, really lovely time with it so far. It will be quite sad when we see the end of it as well.
I can imagine. So, based on a modern take of The Taming of the Shrew.
Yes. I mean, it's modern in its sensibility. So it's set in the 1940s. It's actually set in 1942, a village near Warrington. And the idea is that basically Taming of the Shrew is known to be a bit of a problematic play, one of Shakespeare's problematic ones. The idea of taming a female, there's very heavy themes of misogyny, and also disguise and deception in order to win a woman over. So what we wanted to do is kind of shift that narrative by looking at the exact same lines, but putting them in the 1940s, and seeing how that kind of imbues and emboldens the characters. So Kate, for instance, having the backdrop of Land Army girls, women's new place in the war, what that does for Kate. It's given it an entirely new spin.
So those people that don't know the actual story.
Yes.
Give us a very brief synopsis.
So basically, Peter arrives in a village that is not his, and he is looking to wive and thrive wealthily. And his friend says, "Oh, there is a girl here, but she's got quite the scolding tongue, actually, and we don't think she's for you." And Peter takes that on as an absolute challenge. He then makes it his mission to meet Kate. Kate is less than happy about this. She does not want to get married. And so what kind of ensues is Peter constructing this scenario whereby he will end up marrying Kate, but he also wants to make Kate as conformable as possible. And it's kind of a battle.
So Kate and Peter, in terms of their names, what were they originally? Were they Kate and Peter?
No, so they were Catherine and Petruchio in the original play.
Right.
But the words that are spoken in this play are still the exact same words that were used in the original. It's just that as a modern individual, when you hear Petruchio's words about taming Kate and her being a kite that will not bait, they have a different meaning as a modern audience. So I think we had to shift away from the original intent of the piece, or whether that was even Shakespeare's original intent. He was quite a witty person, and I don't know for certain that we don't know whether he meant it kind of as written, or whether he meant it slightly tongue in cheek.
Yes. So I guess people that haven't seen or read the original Shakespeare Taming of the Shrew, it doesn't really matter, because you've got a modern, up-to-date story.
Yes, and it's usually the ending that people find quite difficult.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. But they do find the ending quite difficult to kind of settle with as a modern audience, and we have certainly re-examined that. So if you think you know Taming of the Shrew and you come and see Shrewd, they're definitely not the same.
Okay, so that's quite good, because some of the audience may have read the book.
Yes.
And they think that they know what they're going to expect to see.
Yes, no, they don't.
Interesting. Now, it's open air.
It is indeed.
This is at the White Rock in Underriver.
Yes.
So when I first saw that you were coming in, and I was looking at everything that you were doing, and I thought, in a pub,
Yes.
Inside, it's not big enough. So it's outdoors.
No, it is outdoors. So the venue's absolutely gorgeous. It's in a village of its own, which definitely helps the village feel of the play where we've set it. And the pub has a lovely, gorgeous, big garden. Mm. And so we are set up right at the end of the garden. And so pub goers can sit in the pub garden, enjoy a meal and some food and drink, and then they walk down the garden and there is our stage complete with, you know, village fare. So,
excellent.
Yes.
And the forecast is good. So obviously it is weather dependent, but just in case there might be a little thunderstorm or a shower.
Yes.
Do you have contingency plans
for that? We do. So we actually have a hall that we rent just up the road, so should we get absolutely rained off or in the middle of a performance, then we just move the show inside.
Okay.
It's obviously, it doesn't have all of our set and trappings as we would have outside, but we have done it before and we will do it again if we need
to. Okay. And you're an actress, obviously. How does performing outside versus inside compare?
They feel very similar in terms of how you approach, you know, character and things like that, but the kind of big key differences is projection, obviously. Mm. And being able to reach the back of an audience in the theatre is one thing, but being able to reach the back of an audience when you've got a strong wind.
Yeah, so you don't have microphones at all?
No. So we basically do just shout.
Yes.
And project.
Yes.
We tend to find a way as well of spreading our audience in such a way that we don't have to, you know, reach too far back. So the way that the audience is set out is always very important to us.
Okay. So how many people do you have in the audience?
We can have up to, we've had 150 in recent years.
Oh,
but
wow.
It does kind of depend on, obviously how many people book, but we are able to facilitate a large number
so
of people.
So at the White Rock, how many seats are there?
So we don't have seats set out. So what happens is the audience bring chairs themselves.
Okay.
So they bring chairs or blankets.
So this is important for anybody listening.
Yes,
Have you still got tickets available?
We do still have tickets available.
Okay, we'll come on to that towards the end. But basically people need to bring their own seats.
They do, but we do have some seats we rent out, so obviously we're quite aware that there are some people who, you know, might forget or didn't know to bring a chair.
Yeah.
So we do
have
some that we can accommodate other people with.
And you've got live music from the Gene Bentley Band.
We do.
Tell me more about that.
Yeah,
Charlotte.
No, they're fantastic. So we started speaking to Gene about a year ago when we knew that the show was going to be set 1940s. What's fantastic is they perform this kind of music all the time. So what we wanted was, as the audience enter, the band are already playing. It really sets the scene. We have lovely little interludes between scenes. And so it just gives another dimension to the show, especially if you're somebody who finds Shakespeare quite wordy and, you know, quite heavy. It's a nice way to break the action on top of that. And this one in particular, you know, is quite lively in its portrayal. And the band are also in character. They've been stalwarts because they turn up in costume, and as actors we definitely pick on them and they definitely play back.
Excellent. So where did you find the Bentley Band? Where are they? Who are they?
So they are a local band from the Seven Oaks area. They do a lot of different, you know, kind of events there and about. Their formation for our show is an 8-piece swing band, but I'm pretty sure that they've got quite a lot of musicians. So it depends on the gig as to how big, you know, or small that band is. And it was actually one of our committee members who knew Gene personally, and so put us in touch. And yes, after the first meeting, that was a done deal.
Excellent. So when the curtain comes down
at
the end of, so how long is the performance? 90 minutes.
No, yes.
Interval?
No, so it runs like a feature film. Again, it's another thing about accessibility in Shakespeare, which is that we found the longer the shows, the, you know, the more tiring it can kind of get for people who, you know, aren't Shakespeare thesps. So we run it like a feature film. It nips through the story, and then it means that there's time for them to have food and drink in the pub before and after.
Okay, so when the curtain imaginary curtain, I assume.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
When that falls, so you take your bow, and then what happens next? So what time does it start?
So our evening performances start at 7:45 p.m. That's when the actual play starts, but as I say, we're in costume and walking about the space from about 7:20, and people can arrive from 7 o'clock.
Right.
And then on our matinees, it's 3:45 when the show actually starts, and again, about 20 minutes before that, we're walking around in costume, the band are playing, and people can arrive from about 3 o'clock. So it just gives people time to bed in, set up the chairs, you know, and,
exactly.
And make a kind of afternoon of it, or evening of it, as it were.
Afternoon or evening, yes.
Yes.
And when you finish, so people just don't necessarily have to, like, leave.
No,
so
no.
What happens afterwards?
Maybe,
so when it finishes on maybe... So when are you on... Friday.
So we go up again tomorrow evening. So
tomorrow
we've got
evening.
Tomorrow evening and Friday are two evening performances, and then we've got the matinee Saturday, Sunday when the show ends. So for instance, on an evening, the show ends quite early for us, which is 9:30. But that means there's time to still enjoy the atmosphere. So the cast will stay in costume. We have a fantastic set. We have a Land Rover on set, so people are welcome to dress
a
up.
Land Rover.
I know.
That's not very. Shakespeare.
No, but it is 1940s. people are welcome to dress up and take pictures with us or the set, and also enjoy the band. They carry on playing at the end of the show as well.
Okay.
So, you know, again, they can dance in the field, you know, the gardens if they want.
It is a lovely venue as well. I mean, I've been there to the White Rock as well. So it's so nice to have a pub with a massive space to do something that you're doing.
Yes,
so,
absolutely. And also as well, you know, it's such a, it works with this play as well, that kind of village feel. So just having the pub just up, you know, up from the from the performance space means that people don't necessarily have to leave the environment we've created immediately. They can
and I
stay
love
in
the
it.
Fact that you're dressed up before, during and after.
Yes.
So everybody could sort of get the vibe as soon as they turn up.
That's
so
it. That's great. Kind of, we're aiming for, you know, a lot of immersion with this one.
We can still get tickets?
Can still get tickets,
and
yes.
And how do we do that?
So, we have tickets are available on our website, which is www.
I always do that. You don't have to say that anymore.
No, I suppose
www.
Not. sevenoakshakespeare.co.uk /shrewd would take you directly to the Shrewd page. But you can also buy them on the door. So,
it's a decision that can
be made last minute, yeah.
Okay, and how much are the tickets?
Tickets are £17 for an adult and £5 for a child.
Okay. Well, good luck with the next set.
Thank you.
And that starts tomorrow evening.
It does, yes.
Friday, and then matinee Saturday and Sunday.
That's the one, yes.
Okay.
And thank you so much for having us.
No, that's okay. Anything else planned?
So next year we're doing Merry Wives of Windsor, which promises to be a really good show as well. There'll be auditions for that later in the year. And what we'd really love is to... I'd just love to encourage people, if you think Shakespeare might be for you, or even if you're just interested, to see if Shakespeare's for you, even yourself, Chris, come down, audition.
I could play a merry wife.
You absolutely could.
Someone else maybe.
There are auditions later in the year, and on our social media and our website we will put, you know, announcements up for that.
Perfect.
So log on
to the website, and you can see what's coming up as well.
Exactly.
Charlotte, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
For the next 4 or 5 days.
Yes.
And the weather is on your side, hopefully.
It is, it is.
Okay, thank you for coming in, and maybe see you again sometime.
I do hope so.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.